Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today's episode 156. Today I want to talk about vulnerability, a word in itself that's kind of hard for me to say, but I've noticed a lot of love over the past episode that I released, and I got to speak with some people that have just found the podcast for the first time, so that was really exciting. That's always really exciting for me. And so today I wanted to talk about vulnerability and what that means to me and what I think it could mean for you if it doesn't already, and some doors that it's unlocked for me and some depths to some relationships that it's also opened up for me. So vulnerability is one of those things that for me it's taken time to get comfortable with, obviously, and most recently when struggling, being vulnerable is huge when you need help. It's one of those things that skips a lot of processes and skips a lot of challenges. And what I mean by that is the more you can be vulnerable, and I also want to lead with, we're all vulnerable in different ways. We're all vulnerable at different levels and paces, and we're all at different comfort levels with being vulnerable, and we're vulnerable with different things. So I want to lead with that. So it's not, you know, always a perfect fit from one person to the next. And my experience is, you know, I don't ever want someone to feel like they have to go and try and do exactly that. You know, that's never the case. So anyway, recently being vulnerable has helped me get the help I need. I'm going to go back to counseling tomorrow. Today, not really, not tomorrow, but very soon going back. And I feel fortunate enough to work in a place where it's promoted and people came to my help and gave me the resources that I need, and it's a really amazing thing, and I know that's not always the case, so I feel really fortunate for that. I also saw a TikTok about 25 minutes before I sat down to do this. I'm releasing this on a Monday, which is, I don't know if I've ever done that before, but it just feels right in this moment, and I saw a TikTok about four or five guys around a table, and they were talking about one of their friends was opening up and he started to cry, and he was talking about just the burden that he feels, and his dad's sick and his mom is, he only sees his mom once a year because she lives in Australia, and I'm assuming that's far away from where he lives, and his partner travels, so he only sees his partner once a week, and he's talking about this burden of life and just feeling alone. And they were talking around the table about what it means to be a man and kind of the stigma that can sometimes be placed on men about not opening up and not being as vulnerable as we need to be. So there's a lot to unpack there. I think that there's two conversations I would love to dive into. One, just the power of vulnerability, and I know I've talked a lot about this before, but it's worth repeating. Being vulnerable for me has opened up so many doors to relationships, and like I said, like it's deepened so many of my relationships that I can't say for certain, but I don't feel like would have been as deep as they are without being vulnerable. I also read a really long time ago, and I have no idea where I read this or heard this or who I heard it from. I apologize, but something that sticks with me is when it's like relationship 101. Anyone that you want to be close to, or anyone that you want to have a genuine, deep relationship with, starts with being vulnerable. 9.9 times out of 10, someone's not going to open up to you unless you open up first, or unless that you're showing a vulnerable side to you. Like, imagine you're having a conversation with someone and you never open up. It's a lot less likely, and you can even imagine trying to open up to someone. I know for a fact that I'm a lot less more unlikely to share personal things and open up to somebody if they're not really opening up. And obviously that comes with time and just knowing people, and you're not going to be as vulnerable with everybody, maybe, if that's not your comfort level. And I'd say that's a little more natural to be reserved in certain situations. I certainly am. But being vulnerable has really meant a lot to me over the last couple of years, especially since moving back from New York and going through a really challenging time and having a lot to unpack. And I'm by nature more of a verbal processor, quite obviously, but with my relationships, it's helped me to see people in a different light. And I've also tried to be, you know, more vulnerable, but also to be a safe place and a safe person for people to feel that they can be vulnerable with no judgment. So I think that when we're being vulnerable and we're asking people to be vulnerable back and trying to deepen relationships, it has to come from a place of genuineness and no judgment. And when you put those two things together, a lot can be done. And for me, being vulnerable has helped get the help I need. It's helped me feel a lot less pressure on myself. It's helped me with a lot of relationships in my life. And I really just wanted to send a gentle reminder your way. If you're listening right now and you tend to not open up as much as you want, I think there's a couple easy ways. Not easy. There's a couple ways that help me be vulnerable. And I, like I said, take it with a grain of salt, because I think that my natural, and it's still a lot of practice for me, don't get me wrong, but my natural tendency and natural personality is more to be vulnerable, and that's where my comfort is. It still takes me a lot of time, and I'm not always vulnerable all the time, but it's a place that I find some comfort in. But what helps me is to kind of slowly become more and more vulnerable as I feel comfortable. Obviously, it depends on the person or the people I'm around and what I feel is appropriate and comfortable. So I'm not, you know, throwing everything on the table at once all the time. I'm also deciding what is something that I need to get off, you know, out into the air. What are the things that are hovering? I have an instructional mentor named Nikki, who's an amazing human, and she's helped me with the things that are hovering, those things that just play on a loop. And those are the things I use to be vulnerable, like, you know, starting the conversation. Also, being vulnerable doesn't have to be perfect. And I learned this, that sometimes life is awkward and it's messy and you don't know what to say and you don't know how to say it and things come out wrong. I've learned to just lean into that and continue to be vulnerable and don't let, you know, the awkwardness or the missteps or saying the wrong thing at the wrong time trip me up, and that's helped me out a lot. So being vulnerable is something that I take a lot of pride in. It's opened up a lot of doors for me, and I just wanted to gently remind you that it's really powerful and it's important. It's important for our relationships, but doing it at your own pace and your own comfort. I would never tell you to go do something that you're truly uncomfortable. I mean, uncomfort can sometimes be an area that can help us grow, but not pushing it to the limit where you become really, really uncomfortable. And so I also wanted to chat about, like, I think this is just important for everybody, and I've talked about this before, and when men, sometimes as a man, and I feel comfortable in my own skin, but I know that I have a lot of friends and just men in general, there's still a little bit of a stigma that men have to be like super tough and rigid, and sometimes it's not promoted to open up. I think we're getting to a place overall in society where that's not the case as much, which is amazing. But just like checking in on the men in your life and making sure they're okay, checking in on everyone, but just knowing in the back of our minds that sometimes there is a stigma around men's mental health, and just making sure that your friends that kind of have that tough exterior, just making sure they're okay and making sure that they have a place that they can, you know, chat and be vulnerable and be comfortable, and just keeping that in the back of our minds as we navigate through life. And I would love to give a shout out to one of my friends, Bailey. And Bailey's someone that we've always been close. We grew up together. Our relationship has grown, it's evolved, and I'm super thankful for him and what he means to me. And so a couple days ago on my Sunday, I took a walk and I called Bailey. We hadn't talked in a while. One thing I really appreciate about Bailey is the way that we're able to be vulnerable with each other and the way that we just keep it real. And we talk about everything. We can ask each other how our mental is going, and you know, when we hang up a phone call recently, it's interesting. You know, within the past year or so, I would say, maybe 2 years, no one decided this. I think just happened naturally, just felt comfortable, felt right. Before we hang up the phone, we tell each other that we love each other. And I don't know why, this has always been on my mind, you know, when from man to man, you know, unless it's my dad, and everyone has a different level with this, but simply saying I love you to people that you do have love for, that you genuinely love and care about, feels so weird as a man to another man. It can feel weird, and that just made me really upset that would even feel weird. But my point in sharing this is that Bailey is someone that I love and care about. He's one of my really great friends. And just ending a phone call saying, I love you, that little expression means a lot to me. And I just wanted to give him a shout out because he's someone that he just gets it. And he's vulnerable. He gives me a place that, you know, I can come to him as my authentic self. And I just want to end this episode by saying that who are those people? Find those people that allow you to be your authentic self with the highs, the lows, and all the in-betweens. And being vulnerable, in my opinion, creates an authentic environment, and it really allows you to be your authentic self. It is scary. It can be really scary and really overwhelming. And there's been a lot of moments when I've been completely vulnerable. And even if I've gotten an amazing response and had an amazing conversation, I'm on my drive home or I walk away from that conversation and I feel weird. I feel a sense of shame. Did I overshare? You know, is that going to impact how that person views me or thinks about me? And I think that's just natural. I think it's natural to feel a little bit of shame or a little bit of uncomfortableness. I think the more you do it, the more you just lean into that, and you just realize, hey, that's just my authentic self. And find those people that allow you to show up as your authentic self, because it's a really beautiful thing, and it creates a lot of really beautiful spaces. So I hope that you continue to take care of yourself. Thank you for listening. Thank you for allowing me to express myself. And, you know, we're the next landmark for this podcast is 300,000 listens, which is an absolutely insane sentence. We got a little bit of work to go. We got a little bit of ways to go, but it's just, I saw it and it's on my radar, and you know, 156 episodes in is also really crazy to me. And I just want to say thank you for showing up and allowing me to record at my own pace and taking a couple months off here and there and just getting my life right and recording when I want to. We're almost to 100 reviews on Apple Podcasts. So if you have that app on your phone, that purple app, if you could hop over there, click on the show, click on the title, and give it an honest review, what it means to you, maybe your favorite episode, or how it's helped, or what you like about it, anything that you're feeling comfortable sharing. It really means a lot to me. I read those reviews a lot. They give me a lot of inspiration, and just to see where we've come, it really helps me out, and it makes me extremely happy. So I appreciate you. Keep showing up as your authentic self, and keep letting people be their authentic self and being vulnerable and creating spaces that are beautiful. So I just want you to remember to be kind, be positive, and be yourself, of course, especially for this episode. Remember that Black Lives Matter, that trans rights are human rights, and that this world just needs you here. And it's a lot better with you here. So until next time, my friend, take care and treat people with respect and kindness.